This is Scientific American's 60 Second Science. I'm Christopher Intagliata.
It's an idea straight out of Star Wars. Suck the humidity from dry desert air and turn it into drinking water.
What I really need is a droid who understands the binary language of moisture evaporators.
Evaporators? Sir, my first job was programming binary load lifters, very similar to your evaporators in most respects.
Very similar to the evaporators in Star Wars moisture farms, scientists have now used a box of gunmetal gray powder to pry moisture from the dry Arizona air by night and deliver drinking water the next day. The powder consists of tiny structures called metal organic frameworks, which contain even tinier pores to grab water.
Initially, water goes in, and the first water molecules to go in adhere to the internal surface and make the pores more polar, so more water comes in.
Omar Yagi, a chemist at UC Berkeley. The powder-filled box is built inside yet another box. At night, the larger box is left open to let in the cool, slightly humid air. But when it's closed in the morning, it helps trap heat and evaporated water inside. The water then condenses inside the larger box and trickles down to be collected, no cooler or power source needed. The finding by Yagi and colleagues is in the journal Science Advances. It would take many truckloads of powder to sustain a community. Every pound of the zirconium-based metal organic framework used here only squeezes 3 ounces of water from the air per day. But Yagi's testing a much cheaper, more efficient aluminum-based powder, which might just bring us a little closer to Tatooine, technologically.
Thanks for listening. For Scientific American 60 Second Science, I'm Christopher Intagliata.